This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, Freedom Friday, as a matter of fact, on What's On Your Mind, which means we go back to school for the Constitution class. We'll do that later this hour. Listener-inspired segment of the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550K Fire and Bismarck Manda, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, as well as the KLTC and Dickinson. We're brought to you this hour by our good friends at MyPillow. Hey, it's Christmas gift-giving time, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to give you quickly here three wonderful Christmas gift-giving ideas. Right after I tell you, we're waiting for your phone calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Wasn't Mark Mills great? I could have talked to him much longer. And we just whet our appetite with his knowledge. We'll do that another time, another day on the program. I really think that's important. The more we arm ourselves with knowledge on this fraud of, you know, global warming and climate change and the billions of dollars that's being wasted on all of it for nothing in return. That's what really ticks you off. I mean, Peter, how much do you think they spent in Paris for 2 weeks debating what the temperature ought to be? Can you even imagine?
That's a depressing thought.
All hours of the day and night. I was just reading a story about it during the break here about, you know, John Kerry bolts into the place at 2 in the morning and gets into some heated argument with one of the negotiators in the U.S., you know. You know, Secretary Kerry, we're at war. Maybe you ought to just realize that we ought to, you know, not let another Benghazi happen. Want to, you know, get to the bottom of how it is these terrorists are getting in the United States. Unreal. Anyway.
Nobody ever rides their covered wagon to a climate change thing, by the way. You know that, right? It's always
no
jets.
Kidding. Well, that's, big trucks. Did you get your mind around his examples? I mean, that example, and I think it'd be a great news clip, Todd. His example on,
I've lost it. What was it? It was right before we ended. Not the one on the Hyundai, plugging in the Hyundai, but the one before that. I mean, so somebody, you know, who drives their Hyundai every day to work because they want to be, you know, sensitive to the climate needs is blowing by the energy use with their iPhone. Okay? You know, that's the other thing.
Well, plus the other thing is consider where the batteries come from and the path that they end up taking by the time they get into your vehicle, then you've blown even more there, too. So, you know, the combination is mind-boggling.
It really is. Anyway, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and we'll be doing a little tailgating with Big Flavor Dave bright and early tomorrow morning. Kickoff's at 11 at the Fargo Dome, the Bison and you and I. So on 550? 7:10. What do you got? Where you got it on this week?
We hit the air. We hit the air on K-Fire 550 at 10:30.
10:30 tomorrow with the pregame action. All right. So it should be great fun. And we'll be tailgating with the folks from Cloverdale. Look for the Cloverdale Big Flavor trailer, Big Flavor tour, Big Yellow, Big Flavor, and Big Flavor Dave will be there. And out comes the bacon because it's breakfast tailgating. Out comes the tangy summer sausage, and also a little surprise. They're gonna show you a little bit of a treat: brown sugar applewood smoked ham that's not been released to the stores yet. But you'll get a sneak peek at the flavor tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So we'll see you there. Anyway, that number for your calls: 800-228-0550. Your text to 701-226-8503. I promised three Christmas ideas, and then we'll get to some calls that came in during the break here. You can pick your favorite stud and roll a few of those. What did I want to tell you?
Now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one. When you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. I don't know about you, but you pay for one Christmas present, and you're putting four under the tree. It's a pretty good deal. They also have extended their money-back guarantee through March 1st, and that is one heck of a deal. One of our listeners said, you know, my hubby was listening. We ordered up MyPillow. He used his for a bit, stopped because it was too fluffy. He said he'd gone through two cheap pillows a year ever since. I'm still using MyPillow from day one. I take it on vacations. I never leave it. My puppy even enjoys laying his head on it. It's still poofy as the day hubby bought it 4 years ago. I love it, love it, love it. So she's doing well. The hubby, he's got the neck aches. He's snoring. Marie says, want to say thanks for MyPillow, guys. I feel very content, and my neck has no more pain. Thanks again. God loves you. Well, God loves you, too, by golly. Thank you for that. How nice. So we get some great feedback, too, so check that out. The other Christmas gift-giving idea I wanted to tell you about, you know, the cold weather is starting to come, right? And we got some rough weather around the day. In fact, some of our listeners texting in some reports on the weather. One of them saying north of Highway 22, north of Kildare, snow covered and slick, so be careful there. Other places, if you've been, just arrived safely there or pulled over, call us, 800-228-0550. Text us, 701-226-8503, and let it know how it is. With the colder weather, I've been dreaming about getting back in the hot tub for a show, you know, because I had so much fun over at Hot Spring Spas and pool tables, too. And we'll come to the Kirkwood Mall this time. How about that for the show? There at Christmas time, I think it'd be kind of fun. So I'm working on getting that scheduled. But I want you to know there's no better Christmas gift than bringing the family back together. And I've seen this firsthand. I mean, we've had our entire family in the hot tub together. And it's not one of those ginormous ones. That's a little cozy. But you know what? It's so great because the kids don't have their phones. And everybody's talking to each other, or laughing and giggling and telling stories about the day. It's just great. Bring the family back together if that drives you crazy. A hot tub will do it, and it's the best in the winter. It really is. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel cold outside even when it is, when you're about to get into a hot tub. And then you get out, you're so darn happy, you wrap the towel around, a robe, whatever, head on inside. It's just great. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. And by the way, they have more than hot tubs. They have very few of these left, but they actually have some Fighting Sioux pool tables with the Fighting Sioux logo. And, of course, once they're gone, you can't get any more. They have a Bison hockey game, the bubble hockey game with the Bison logo. I mean, how's that for a collector's item? They've got, you know, foosball and neon signs and hot spring spas, pool tables, too. They are in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck. They're in front of Kmart in Grand Forks on South Washington. And they're on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in Fargo. Check that out. Last Christmas gift-giving idea I'll give you, and then we'll get to the phones here, is we have put together another little fun bus. And this time we're going to go down and see the Minnesota Wild. Yeah, we had so much fun with the Twins trip. Great fun on the New York City trip. We thought, you know what, if you got the winter blues, the cabin fever, how about this? Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. I think this would be a great Christmas gift. I really do. $229 per person. You get a premium seat in the double attack zone. And these are really good seats, the spendy ones. And plus stress-free bus travel. Our friend Dave Noah from Remax Legacy Realty sponsoring the bus. And UND fans will see Zach Parise, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi play. So we picked a central location to do this again. 6:45 a.m. is when we leave from Shanley High School on that morning, Sunday, February 28th. And depart at 7 a.m. and get in downtown St. Paul in time to stretch your legs, have some lunch, walk over to the XL Energy Center, and the puck drops at 2. That'd be fun or what? Now, we just literally put this online at flagfamily.com, and 8 seats sold immediately. So these are going to go quick. It'll fill up quick. If you want to go, I think it'd be a great Christmas gift. Here's the number to call. I'll give you an email address, too. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Okay? That's 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie, or you can email Marie at flagfamily.com. Emily in Fargo's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Emily, what is on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I hope people will pull out a pen and write down a website they need to check out. I came across it by accident this morning while reading all the propaganda news out of Canada regarding the welcoming of the Syrians. It's called No One Is Illegal. .org, and they're based out of Toronto. No One Is Illegal. .org. Here's some of what it says. I encourage everybody to check it out and go into every single tab and read everything. The home page is disturbing. It says, rally, stop Toronto police from doing immigration enforcement's dirty work. Start December 17, 2015 at noon. We have proof that Toronto police are doing immigration dirty work. You can help
them. You know, this
them.
Is, hang on a second, Emily, we'll finish this on the other side of the break. If I were law enforcement in Canada, I'd say, you know what, that is suggesting people do some illegal things. Take it down.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Had a great hot stuff personal pan pizza there the other night. Very nice. You know, $5.99 for a big one from 5 to 7. In the evening, which is kind of nice. But the 4 for $4 is always great. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4. And your choice at the pump when you fill up. Yep, what do you want? Connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. They do it at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 20 past the hour. What's on your mind? Freedom Friday. Mark Skogerbo, our Constitution class starts at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, anything on your mind, give us a ring. Let us know. Emily in Fargo.
Hi.
You were telling us before the break about some of the disturbing verbiage on the website, and we got interrupted by the break. So go ahead and finish.
Yes. Well, here is when you go into their about. Well, they're going to be holding the rally at the Toronto Police Headquarters. So, and they're giving them enough warning ahead of time that they're going to be doing this. This is a worldwide movement. It's not just in Toronto. It's a worldwide movement. But the rally is the 17th of this month. Now, what really is disturbing, if you go to their about, where it says about, and you go into that one, you will see blah, 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 blah. It's a group of immigrants, refugees, and allies who fight for the rights of all migrants to live with dignity and respect. At the very bottom, it says, at the same time, it is part of our ongoing work to support and build alliances with Indigenous peoples in their fight against colonialism, displacement, and the ongoing occupation of their land.
Oh, my gosh. This is some crazy stuff, Emily. I appreciate you finding it, sharing it with our listeners. And, again, the website is, did you say, noonesillegal.com or .org?
No one is illegal.org. They are against capitalism. They are.
Of course they are. What else are they against?
We are a migrant justice movement rooted in anti-colonial, anti-capitalist, ecological justice, indigenous self-determination, anti-occupation, and anti-oppressive politics. We are part of a worldwide movement of resistance that strives and struggles for the freedom.
I've honestly had enough, Emily. I've had enough. I get it. And you know, just noonesillegal.org. There's the idea that, you know, hey, laws? But, you know, that's the way people think out there. But I appreciate you sharing the website with us. Thanks very much. Here's another call that came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Roll that, Todd.
Yeah, about the whole Fargo North School, that guy, I mean, once you get into that level of PC, you need to get rid of him. You need to cut the disease branch from the tree. Because otherwise what's going to happen is the lawsuit's going to go through, or they're going to settle out of court, or they're going to formally apologize and let the photo be shown. But then immediately afterwards, they're going to write a regulation stating that those kind of photos are not allowed and that they're against school policy. We need to cut this off at the lowest common denominator, and that's the principle. We need to get rid of them. And the second comment is, you know why Vikings wear purple? It's because if you've been choking for 40 years, you'd be purple too. All right, thank you. Have a good one.
I can tell you that is not the first time I've heard that joke.
It is the first time I've heard that one. But
it's still pretty good, though. Yeah.
It's funny to me, yeah. You're groaning, Manny, especially after last night, right?
Yeah. It's a pretty good joke, though, but I have heard it.
It is.
I was going to say, Manny, you have to admit, I mean, I'm born a bred Viking fan, too, so I'm feeling the pain, too, but that was
a good joke.
Give credit where it's due. It is a good joke.
And I agree with you. I agree with you in this sense. It is outrageous to say, you know, a yearbook photo can't include a flag and a rifle by a youngster. I don't get it. So we're watching that one close. The father called earlier in the program, and we're going to follow this closely. But evidently, there's been, he believes, alleges at least a longstanding grudge between his family and the principal. So we need to know more about that. We'll dig into it. Another call that came in during the break. Let's roll that on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go.
Yeah, Mark, you're pretty good. Anyway, you know, all these people that think they're gods, that they know how much heat the sun's going to put out, how much the wind's going to blow, and how much it's going to rain, They think they can control all that stuff. They got to be, I don't know. I don't know what you'd really call it. They got to be, kind of wacko, I guess, if they think they can control all that stuff. I think it's just a big government scam on the people, you know. The government puts out all these, propaganda, you know, and the politicians fall right in line, and big companies fall right in line, you know, to scam the people. That's all it is. To scam the people. Scam them. Oh, we make so much money off of these stupid people, you know. Anyway, you know, it's just, they get all the hard-working people's money, you know, and all their tax money and all that stuff. Oh boy, well, we can get some more out of them. We'll scam them some more. We'll make them pay for this. They pay for that. We'll just scam them some more.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I think you're dead on right. Obviously, you're being a little sarcastic, but I hear you totally, completely, 100%. And it is you have an inflated position of what's possible to be able to say you can do this. You're exactly right. It's arrogant. It's prideful. It's not going to happen. But I appreciate most of that. Obviously, in response to our conversation with Mark Mills, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, talking about the climate change summit in Paris that he summarized for us and shared some great information. I found out after the interview, and I guess I've read the 360 review, but I don't remember Mark's article or might have just missed that. But Mark has a North Dakota connection, and he contributed an essay for the inaugural 360 review, Energy, Agriculture, Finance, Culture, and Faith on the Northern Great Plains, a magazine put out by the University of Mary. And he actually is friends with Patrick McCloskey, who is the editor-in-chief of that publication. If you've not read that yet, not got a hold of it, I encourage you to do it. If you go to umary.edu, I think it's 360 review. They have you can find it on the UMary website, umary.edu/360. The number is 360, and you'll find out more about the magazine, but it's really, really well done. Okay, some other emails here. What's on my mind was my daughter's Christmas concert last night in Frederick, South Dakota. It was all about baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and God, nothing about Santa. They even went as far as making the program picture of Mary holding baby Jesus. It's so refreshing that this public school has the guts to do this regardless of certain parents, I'm sure, who will complain.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Doug says, hey, Scott and Todd, When you talk about clean coal, talk about North Dakota coal. Just wanted to make you aware that there are two large coal-fired plants 5 miles from the North Dakota border that are leading the world in carbon capture and technology. Some reps from Saskatchewan Power might be good for your show, says Doug in Noonan. All right, I appreciate that, Doug. We do talk a lot about North Dakota energy, but all energy in the entire region is certainly important as well. Great stuff. Thanks a bunch. Fred and Wing wants in. Love to hear from Fred on a Friday. We'll do that. Then Freedom Friday with Mark Skogerbo coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Friday, Friday, Friday. More of your Bison predictions that are coming in on our website. Watch your predictions on the Bison tomorrow against UNI. 11 a.m. game. ESPN calling the shots there, I guess, with a bright and early one. So it's breakfast tailgating tomorrow. The folks from Cloverdale will be out there. Bacon. Just think bacon. That'll get you out of bed nice and early to do a little tailgating. Come find the big flavor trailer. And wherever you come from, do me this favor. If you're tailgating, come over and say hi. TJ Russell and many members of his family are often there. We just have a wonderful time there talking with folks. And Big Flavor Dave is going to be there. And I'm going to help serve up some goodies, and looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. So should be a lot of fun. And then we'll go thaw out, and watch the game at 11 a.m. for the kickoff. So we'll see you there. And if you've not been there before and you're tailgating tomorrow and looking for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour, it is on the west side of the Fargo Dome and just a little bit to the south of the Bison Apparel Tent. You know, it's running the main drag there, Thunder Alley or whatever they call that. So it's in the same spot every week. Come find us. Should be great fun, okay? Really looking forward to that. Fred from Wing is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550. Then it's Freedom Friday with our Constitution Pro, Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark Skogerbo coming up. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Hey, okay, we got a little snow out here. One thing on that Cloverdale, when you guys are out there cooking all that Cloverdale sausage, why don't throw in a deer steak? Oh, my goodness, I had some last week. They were so good. Oh, that's pretty good stuff, too, you know.
I hear you.
Get you guys a package at KFYR there one of these days. Maybe I'll get you a pack.
Yeah.
Anything that has a Cloverdale label on the side is, you know,
Well, I could put that on there, but I don't know if they'd like that. Whatever. I wanted to talk about the global warming issue, and I think they're connected with the school thing. You know, they're always the liberals, the Democrats, they're always looking for a consensus. Scientific consensus, theoretically, brought us evolution years ago. And the schools have been preaching it. Now it's not just scientific consensus. It is the gospel truth and it's law. You can't talk about creation or anything. Okay, then you come along now they have a consensus on global warming. They have a scientific consensus worldwide on global warming. And then it got changed to climate change. And now they're trying to change it again because of bad press. But don't fool yourself. And I really like your statement about you know, we got to keep going on this. There's a saying I always say, don't back down, don't back down, don't back down, or you get run over. And so, you know, that's just the way it is. You just got to keep going on it. But these people are after one thing, and I'm going to put a name to it. The name to it is they want to tax the one thing that they've never taxed before. And the insidious thing about it is this tax they want to implement is a worldwide tax.
Yeah, good.
That fits in with the end times and the Antichrist and all that stuff, but it's an air tax. They've never taxed the air before. So now,
why wouldn't they want to tax the air?
Well,
I mean, these people, they have an insatiable appetite for taxes, right? I mean, it never stops, but I appreciate you, being informed on the issue, caring, and also tying it to the schools. It's what we're going to talk about in our next segment here on Freedom Friday, Fred. Call again. Appreciate the call today very much because Mark, the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo is here. This is a listener-inspired segment we do every Friday. We call it Freedom Friday. And Mark does Constitution classes in South and North Dakota both. And just informing people on what the Founding Fathers envisioned, why they did what they did, in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence. And Mark wanted to talk a little bit today about a question we received a while ago, and that is, you know, freedom of religion at school, in education, and what happened there. First of all, happy Friday, Mark. How are you?
It's just great to be here. Thanks again for inviting me. This is probably the bottom line. You know, nothing is more important to parents and grandparents that their kids know the truth and grow up to be responsible, God-fearing, constitution-loving people in our precious republic.
Tell me what the Founding Fathers meant by freedom of religion as it pertained to education.
Well, first of all, they believed it starts with the First Amendment to the Constitution, and it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They meant that if Congress couldn't make any laws about religion restricting its freedom. So when the Supreme Court, with the encouragement of one atheist, Madeline Murray O'Hare, in the 62 and 63 area, the Supreme Court usurped their power of Congress and outlawed God and the Bible and prayer in public schools, they just should have been summarily impeached, because the Founding Fathers meant religion was synonymous with Christianity. They used the word religion so that the Methodists and the Anglicans and the Baptists and the Quakers could all get along. They were teaching their kids out of the Bible at that time, their own kids. The most important book next to the Bible was the New England Primer, first written in 1690. 14 different presidents and most of the Founding Fathers learned the Ten Commandments and what they meant. They learned how to read with things like A for Adam and C for Christ and B for Bible. And then when these guys were agreeing on the first Ten Amendments, the Bill of Rights, at the same time they passed the Northwest Ordinance, and this gives even further clarity in their intention, they said a state could join the 13 colonies if they guaranteed that they would educate the kids of their state in these three matters: religion, morality, and knowledge. The most important thing was religion and morality. Third was knowledge. So the Founding Fathers intended that the kids would grow up in the fear of the Lord, knowing exactly what the Ten Commandments meant, and that we would have an orderly and sensible society. And just think what's happened to our culture since they kicked God out of school.
Well, you hear that phrase a lot. It's actually what prompted this segment, because we had a listener say, where in the Constitution does it say it's okay to kick God out of schools? And what I think I just heard you say is that it was very different from what the Founding Fathers' intention. So on what basis was it removed?
It was moved because they made, in some strange way, these judges turned high schools in the various states into the Congress. Well, Congress is the only people who can make laws, and they also totally ignored the Tenth Amendment, which said everything that isn't in the Constitution, and there is nothing in the Constitution about education. The Tenth Amendment says anything that isn't in the Constitution shall be reserved to the states and to the people. That means the parents and the states. So that's why they passed that rule in Northwest Ordinance that they wanted to just be sure that when new states came into our country,
that they would teach religion and morality. But it was a state's right. So the answer is there's nowhere in the Constitution that gives these oligarchs, these tyrants, the right to kick God out of school. This is a seizure of power that the people should have risen up. I remember I went down to Texas on a family trip and saw signs all over the South that said impeach Earl Warren, but the people up north didn't help him. And now we're in a situation with this whole gay marriage thing, very similar, will also impact education. We need to impeach tyrant judges, and that's the only remedy we have.
And you don't hear that often. Obviously, you know, some people, you don't hear much about it more just because of the calendar, I think. But at some point, there was a big push to say, you know, should those that disagree with the president start an impeachment process? And, you know, there's a debate about the effectiveness of this and whether you get anything done. But you don't hear much about the judges. You mean specifically because of recent decisions that so many people disagree with. How does one impeach a judge, by the way? I know we're getting off track here, but just quickly, how does...
No, but it's really important because the judges are the ones that wreck public education. You impeach them by getting a simple majority in the House of Representatives. Any state representative, that's Kevin Cramer or Kristi Noem or Peterson or any single state representative can bring articles of impeachment to the Judiciary Committee in the House, and by a simple majority of the 435 members, they can impeach him. That means he is indicted of a removal kind of, you know, it's like, and then it goes to adjudication in the Senate. The Senate then has to agree, two-thirds of them, or 67 senators have to say, we want to convict him of impeachment and remove him from office. So that's where it gets really hard.
Yeah, I was going to say,
judges is a different thing because they have a lifetime serving sentence, you know, or sentence, a lifetime serving position. So we got a lot of time to take on these five judges that imposed. They trumped 50 million Americans had voted for natural marriage of one man and one woman in 60% of the states. So there is a growing hue and cry to impeach these people, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, so back to education here. And by the way, if you have questions or comments for Mark on this or any part of the Constitution you're curious about and want to engage in the constitutional class today, come on, let's do it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd with your questions, too, at 701-226-8503, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Individuals specifically coming up with a beef. We were talking earlier about a potential lawsuit over a decision by the principal at Fargo North not to allow a student to have a yearbook photo of himself by a flag holding a gun in the Fargo North school. And in that case, you know, there potentially could be a lawsuit. They're trying to work it out right now, and maybe it won't come to that. But your point is somebody said, I don't like the Ten Commandments on the wall at that schoolroom. I don't like what you're teaching, and that's how this erosion began, by individual lawsuits, school by school?
Well, actually, the decision to remove the all of the Ten Commandments from the school happened at Ring versus the Board of Education in Grand Forks, and they were able in 1980 to get all of the Ten Commandments off of the walls of the schools in America. This was fully 17 years after prayer and the Bible had been kicked out, so and now they're not allowed in any school in America.
Interesting. Did I hear you say that the national effort on that started in Grand Forks?
It did. Ring, an attorney named Ring. I think she was a state legislator too that carried that issue forward.
Interesting. Now, I when we come back, I know you want to talk about the 10th Amendment as well and how founding fathers, you know, established this in the First Amendment and then backed it up in the 10th Amendment. So we'll talk about
Absolutely.
That. I also want to talk a little bit about some other issues here that we'll get to after the break with Mark the Freedom Poet. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
That's the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center, like 20,000 SKUs, which is why you hear me say there's not a part they don't have. They have what you need, tank parts to top brands in industrial hose, and at Polar Service Centers in Kildare, Billings, and now Williston, they have the parts you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics, newly expanded services now with bumper-to-bumper service and repair, truck and trailer, by the way. Pumping crew, they got a pump for it, you got a push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it, or if you need to push water or vacuum water onto the trailer, they got the pump for that, the hose to carry it through. In Billings, they do collision repair with a full fab shop. Their Kildare and Williston location deliver everywhere in the Bakken, Bismarck and Minot too. And remember, they have a tank wash in Kildare and Billings as well.
And they're now open east of Williston off Highway 2 near Peterbilt, Love's, the Ramada right there in Kildare. They're Highway 22 north of the Kildare and the Billings, exit 452 or 455. They'd love for you to stop and see them at the all-new Polar Service Center in Williston. Just tell them Scott and Todd sent you. I'm looking at a road report here, and we have snow-covered roads that start between Valley City and Jamestown on I-94. Now, I'm going to deal with the southern half of the state first. Okay, and that goes all the way to Bismarck. There's a stretch outside of Bismarck to the Highway 31 exit where you've got ice covered. Then it picks up again as snow-covered all the way to the Montana border. Now, if I go up to the northern half, most of around the Williston-Watford City area is ice-covered, some of it pretty treacherous, and that's the whole top northern half of the state. So when I say northern half, I'm really talking about, you know, Stanton North, Washburn North, Watford City North, okay, that whole north third, I guess, probably of the state of North Dakota. South of Minot on 83, the icy stuff starts, and comes as far south as about Carrington, Pheasant in that area. And, of course, up Rugby, Devil's Lake, Candu, Langdon, you know, Grafton, much of 29. Highway 29 is, well, until north of Fargo. Between Fargo and Hillsboro, it's normal driving conditions. But after that, it gets spotty, icy, and difficult. So be careful if you're out there. No cruise control today, folks. Want you to arrive alive. Continuing with Mark the Freedom Poet on our Freedom Friday today, we're talking about the First Amendment. And, you know, specifically a little bit about the freedom of religion and education and how that also ties to the Tenth Amendment. How's all how this change you've talked about in the first segment affected actual education? What are the teachers saying, Mark?
Well, the five top complaints from 1940 to 62, all over the country, top five complaints were talking in class, chewing gum, making noise, running in the halls, and getting out of their place in line. Since 1962, the top five complaints of teachers around the country are rape, robbery, assault, burglary, and arson. I'd say something has changed.
Arson? When's the last time there was arson in a school?
I don't know. This is just they like to burn things. I don't know what all they're burning. This is just something I read on the Internet that this is some complaints that there's... I don't know. They're burning schools or what they're doing. Or
yeah, but, I mean, the point is well taken. I mean, chewing gum and talking and budging in line and being a little noisy being the big problem in the 40s, you know, through 62, 40s, 50s, into the early 60s, and then much more aggressive than it aligns with the time that, you know, courts are saying, nope, can't do that, nope, can't do that, get it out of there. Why wouldn't the Tenth Amendment allow schools in North Dakota to do what schools in North Dakota want to do?
The Tenth Amendment does allow it. It says anything that is not in the Constitution, any law or any legislation or any power, it's the most important word, power, that is not in the Constitution shall be reserved for the states and the individuals. That means it is the state's duty and the parents' duty and responsibility and power to educate the children any way they want, as long as they're teaching religion, morality, and knowledge. So in other words, but the thing is, unless somebody holds people's feet to the fire, and unless some people support and enforce laws, and the only remedy we have is to get different congressmen that'll support it, or impeach these judges, the point is that this is totally unconstitutional to have federal control of education. Also, this whole Common Core nonsense is completely unconstitutional. So,
are you saying your teaching of the Constitution says our founding fathers, you know, not only wanted to you know, I guess allow it if a school chose to do it? You're saying to them, religion as part of education was fundamental.
Fundamental, and just think what's happened since 62, the radical increase of abortions and crime, the decline of test scores, of the increased dependence on government, children.
Do you put that back just on the culture in general and the coarsening of the culture?
General, but remember that these kids were being taught the Bible every day all over America, and they were praying, and it was
all right.
Fear of
so,
the Lord.
So in other words, the values are very different today than they were then. And one of the places they taught the values and with, you know, a biblical basis in it was a school. And that's gone.
Great reverence. And so when they taught thou shalt not covet, you see, that also affected our politics. So we didn't expect the government to give us entitlements that we didn't, you know, we were only allowed to have the pursuit of happiness.
And again,
the
folks,
guarantee of it.
I think the important thing to take away here is, again, we're talking about what the founding fathers taught, what they wanted, what they wrote, what is there. That's what Mark's sharing with you, okay? So you can say, I don't like the idea of that. I don't think that should be the case. Well, again, that's at odds with what the founding fathers taught. That's why we're doing these Freedom Fridays, and we'll continue to take bite-sized pieces of the Constitution and welcome your suggestions on how we can do that to better serve you. Mark, thank you. Mark, the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo, who does great Constitution classes. Get a hold of us if you'd like one. God bless you. See you Monday.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.